It's 70 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Memphis residents say they've been harassed and intimidated by the Memphis Safe Task Force for exercising their First Amendment rights. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit on their behalf. Plaintiffs say that agents have retaliated against them for recording video and gathering information about the task force's operations in public. They say agents have used vehicles to block them in, followed them around town, questioned them without reasonable suspicion, and verbally threatened them, including with arrest. They also take issue with how the task force is using Tennessee's so-called HALO law. That's a policy that allows law enforcement to create a 25-foot buffer zone around themselves and allows them to arrest people who come closer after being told to stay away. In an ideal world, both businesses and consumers are happy about the economy and their potential growth, but that's not the case around here, according to results from Middle Tennessee State University's latest Tennessee Consumer Outlook Index. WPLN's Seth Thorpe talked to the survey's author about the results.
Currently in Tennessee, it looks like only businesses are able to grow, while residents are cautiously trying to protect what little they have. Dr. Michael Peasley, the director of the Consumer Research Institute at MTSU, said we're experiencing a K-shaped economy where high-income business leaders are thriving, but consumers are struggling.
And so when you have business leaders that are continually to earn higher wages just naturally by their positions and their jobs, and so that feeds into their optimism. Conversely, consumers have to deal with inflation and all this pricing pressure over time, and so they're much more pessimistic about things.
Despite consumer struggles, the survey found that those who report worse financial situations dropped from 49% to 32%. Dr. Peasley believes that has less to do with conditions improving and more with consumers' acceptance of higher prices.
Yeah, I was honestly surprised that there was even a bump at all in the consumer data, that the positivity went up a little bit, even though we're still in negative levels. Just with everything going on between the war and the economy and gas prices.
When Dr. Peasley and his team started compiling the data, the Iran war had just begun in February.